Wake Up Call continues now. Time for the good.
That's really nice.
The bad.
That's the bad guy.
And the dumb.
What an idiot. Oh, what a loser.
Alrighty, the good, the bad, and the dumb here on Wake Up Call, where we give you the good, the bad, and the dumb if you're new to the program. So let's start with the good,
because
we always want to feel good. We got
a couple good stories today.
Okay, good.
The good of the day, I got to give it to my man Tiger.
Yeah, I saw that.
You know, I guess it's kind of becoming a recurring theme somehow, some way in the last 2 weeks. We've worked a Tiger into the good, the bad, the dumb.
Yep.
But
that's right.
we're finally, you know, going to like back to the OG Tiger.
The OG Tiger.
Tiger Woods snaps a photo. He's having his Masters dinner. Had his Masters dinners last night, even under quarantine.
Yeah, was that his house?
You know what? I was thinking the same exact thing when I saw that photo. If I'm not mistaken, there was a sand trap in the background.
There was. It's a golf course behind him. Now yeah. He might have one of those practice holes in his backyard, but that looked like a real golf course.
Yeah.
Like, that looked like a clubhouse. I took the family to the local club, that's where we had
but
dinner.
But you can't. Well, I guess Florida. It's, right. He's in Florida, so Florida's
exactly.
had different rules this entire time.
He should have been a little bit more precise with the photo. Like, we're cropping out anything that looks like I'm at a club. And by the way, that's a very, very nice place setting for a house.
Yes.
You know, I mean, I know rich people live a different life, but I've never put glasses upside down at my dinner table. You know, I never did that.
Well, maybe you should start.
Maybe I should. And he's also, it looks like on the side, because I'm looking at the side, and there looks like there's a dessert tray. There looks like there's a cupcake tray that's next to the boy,
yeah.
Charlie. Like, this was at a club. He's not doing it quarantine style. He's doing
it
country club style.
Well, I mean, and I know there's a pool in the background.
Yeah.
Because if you look, there's a life preserver hanging. I don't know how many people in their
right.
own home have life preservers hanging.
That's right. And there's stairs that are leading down into the pool.
Yeah, look at
us
investigating this.
Yeah, this was at a country club. There's no question. There's no question. What's Tiger's?
You're in trouble, Tiger.
That's right, Tig. Well done.
But one I think but I still. Do like was one of the comments, I think it might have been Jay Busby, wrote that dog has a better chance of getting an invite to Augusta than you do.
That's right. Good point. You know what? Did he say what he served at his champion's dinner, quote unquote?
No.
Did he say what he had?
No. Wasn't it going back to old school?
He was supposed to do, he had toyed with the idea before quarantine of cheeseburgers, fries, and milkshakes, like the 97 dinner, the 98 dinner, I should say. When he won in 97, he did cheeseburgers, fries, and milkshakes, which were absolutely good. It was funny because somebody said, well, they're not really cheeseburgers. They're like Angus beef cheeseburgers or, you know, with like a mushroom thing. It was, you know, delicious. But yeah, that was what he was. I heard he was toying with the idea of doing that, kind of reminiscing. But, you know, good for him. That nice family photo and his Masters jacket and his Masters trophy.
Yep.
It's good to be Tiger. There you go.
It's good to be the king.
Good to be the king. Do we have another good today?
No, that was... I'm saving some.
I saved some.
Because the bad... you and I will have some fun with this one.
All right. The bad of the day.
Yeah, there's some really bad times ahead for the mayor of Alton, Illinois.
Alton, Illinois. Is that near Chicago or near
Springfield? I don't know. I think it might just like be dead smack in the middle of Illinois. It's a small town.
Sure.
Anyways... the mayor of a small city of Alton, Illinois, warned citizens that he had ordered police to break up parties and issue citations to enforce the state's stay-at-home orders that are meant to slow the coronavirus pandemic.
Gotcha.
Right? Like every mayor is doing.
Right.
But when the officers... So one of the people that he had to issue a citation to was his wife.
Good! I'm sure that didn't go over well at the old home.
No, he actually advised them that, you know, said when he found out his wife was at a bar, I guess, serving drinks, said, you know what, treat her like you would treat anybody else.
Oh, no.
And have had her arrested and thrown in jail.
Well done.
She will have to pay a fine of some sort. I'm not sure you know, the other things that are involved with it. I'm just looking at it like this is going to make home life really tough, right?
Yeah, this is going to be really, really tough.
I mean,
this is it.
Yeah.
So I got a question about that. So are cops, do cops really want to be doing this? Like arresting people for being out in public?
I don't know this, but this is what he put on his Facebook page at approximately 1 a.m. on Sunday morning. You know, that there's your red flag right there.
There you go, right?
I was informed that the Alton Police Department was investigating and stopping a social gathering in downtown Alton that was occurring in violation of the provisions of the statewide stay-at-home order.
Okay, real quick, stop. She wasn't serving drinks like at 5 o'clock at night.
No, it was
1 a.m.
1 a.m.
Oh, okay. Well, that's different.
I was also made aware that my wife was in attendance at this prohibited social gathering. I instructed the police chief to treat her as he would any citizen violating the stay-at-home order and to ensure that she received no special treatment.
Oh, yeah.
My wife is an adult capable of making her own decisions, and in this instance, she exhibited a stunning lack of judgment.
Okay, that went too far. Okay, that went too far. You could have just end it with treat her like every other citizen.
Yeah.
Yeah, no. Don't.
She now faces the same consequence for her ill-advised decision as the other individuals who chose to violate the stay-at-home order during this incident. I am embarrassed by this incident.
Oh, good Lord.
And apologize to the citizens of Alton for any embarrassment that this incident may cause our city.
Oh, good Lord.
Now, here's the deal. You and I talked about this a few weeks ago, that lawyers were kind of predicting a rise in divorce rates because couples were quarantined together.
That's right.
I wanted to combat that. I wanted to say, no, I think they're wrong. This guy's not doing it.
Oh, no, because you have a very romanticized notion of quarantine, which is good. That's very healthy. Whereas many other people are like, wait, I never really liked my spouse in the first place, and now I really don't like my spouse.
And then there are these outliers here where this one can't, I mean, it has to head to divorce.
He is, here, this is his window.
This is his window. We were just talking about it last segment.
Yeah.
You know, people finding their window of opportunity.
He probably said, look, I can't stand living with this woman, but we probably have too many. I don't want to get a divorce. There's no reason to get divorced. I need an opening, and saw this opening to go, here's what I'm going to do. I'm going to put out in a press release that I had her arrested, but then I'll make sure I drive that point home about how dumb this decision was by my wife, so she has no other choice but seek legal counsel for our separation.
Yeah.
Right?
No, it's
got to be it.
That's having salt and introducing it to wound.
Exactly. You don't have to. Yeah. Yeah. It's like, you don't have to tell us everything that's on your mind, Mayor. Oh, I got more. I got more. No. That's good enough.
This was an embarrassment.
He could have stopped at treat her like anybody else. That we get it.
Yeah. And you know, that's refreshing.
That's refreshing.
You know, no one deserves special treatment. Doesn't matter, you know, who you are.
Right.
You know, it always reminds me of the lady, I want to say she was like a senator or some congresswoman in New Jersey whose daughter was driving with expired plates.
Oh, yeah.
Do you remember that story? It was a couple years ago.
Yeah.
And when she got there, she showed up. She goes, they were going to tow the car. And she got there. She's like, do you know who I am? I will have your job tomorrow. And it's like, lady, it's like your plates have been expired for like 3 years.
Yeah, exactly. They don't mess around.
What do you want us to do?
But here's the other part, right? She could counter with, okay, you said you didn't want me to be treated any differently like anybody else. Was anybody else publicly insulted by their being arrested from that social gathering? Did you put their names in a press release and talked about their poor decision making and being an adult
at 1 a.m.?
At 1 a.m. Did you do that to anybody else?
But then the argument would be, I'm a public figure.
So it's
going to be known no matter what.
Yeah, but you didn't have to insult me in a press release because you didn't insult anybody else in a press release. But you insulted me in a press release.
Hey, I'm up for re-election. I got to keep my constituents happy.
Right.
I got to show you, I got to show them that what I say goes. I mean business.
I want a reality show between this mayor and his wife now. I want to know exactly what they're talking about.
Got to know the outcome.
Oh, yeah.
How many divorce lawyers are calling them up right now.
Now they're going to live together. Exactly.
You know, she's probably got an attorney because, you know, she probably has a future court date once everything is all said and done.
Yep.
And, you know, do you think the lawyer's sliding a business card? Like, listen, you know, I also do divorces on the side.
Here at Smith & Jones, we will make sure you get your rights as a man.
You know, we could give you the mayoral seat.
That's right. That's
just
right.
Just strip it from him and just give it to you.
That's meaty. That's real meaty. All right, what is the dumb of the day?
The dumb of the day. You know what? You remember what we talked about yesterday in the dumb of the day? That Skynet was using drones to warn
the drone thing. Yeah,
the citizens of New York. Okay, you know what? People just don't learn. I got another story involving robots.
Don't scare me now.
The 2020 Chinese Basketball League starts on April 11th.
Okay,
right behind closed doors. The Rakuten Monkeys, that's the name of the team, just announced that they will have robot mannequins in the stands dressed up as fans.
Ew.
A tiny Taiwanese baseball team plans to have robots in the stands in place of fans when the season starts.
Why?
This weekend.
What are they doing? Are they just there just to be there so the people look like there's people watching?
Yeah, I guess so.
Are they robots? But are they going to cheer, jeer? Are they going
to? They have to be. If they're robots,
if
you were just to put mannequins in the stands, that's one thing. But you're calling them, they're robot mannequins. They have movement.
So are they supposed to, like, wave for the hot dog guy and then
just lift up banners, lift up signs?
Yeah, business next with the guy next to him?
Why are we humanizing these guys?
No, don't.
These things.
Remember, they absorb information and then if they're, they use it against us. Right? No. Just playing. No. No robots. No mannequins. No. You don't need this. No. Stop.
Yeah. Now I can't remember where I saw it, but like I can't remember if it was the baseball team or the basketball team did say that they only planned on having 500 of them spread out through the stadium to keep in the guidelines of the CDC.
500. 500 of them.
Yeah, but to keep in the guidelines of the CDC.
Yeah, like, separated and everything.
Yeah. No, they are separated, too. They're social distance with each other.
That's fantastic.
But I guess it's just for the optics. It doesn't make any sense to me. I mean, to take it a step further, I don't know, maybe this will happen with your son with graduation coming up because the Japanese are using robots for graduation purposes.
Oh.
So they have a video screen that has an iPad as the face, so you can see the person graduating, but it's robots collecting the diplomas.
Oh my God!
So I guess we're validating robots now. We're ushering them on, like, hey, you've done it. Here's your degree.
I wish I lived in a small Tennessee town that could have robots. We would probably use like mules or goats or whatever. I live out in the country, so that would be the only way we would do that.
Yeah,
like take some sort of farm animal that's very prevalent in my area. And
it kind of scares me that we're like the first thought to go, you know what? Let's just use robots for fans.
Yeah, right. I know that's Every time we get the Skynet stories, I get more and more concerned that maybe this is the turn of the key that we need.
Well, they just keep coming up with new ways to involve robots in everyday life.
Yeah, that's right.
And that's the problem.
All right. That's the good, the bad, and the dumb here on a Wednesday. It is Wake Up Call, SB Nation Radio.